Father, be with me in my speaking, and in all our hearts, as together we try to discern your message. Amen. I'm generally fairly oblivious about dates and special occasions. By this I mean that apart from Christmas and New Year, I tend not to realise that a particular date may be a bank holiday or festival, or when we mark something or someone. In the past, this has made me less than popular at home, when I've not thought to request time off work. And it's been the case with today, because until a few weeks ago, I hadn't realised that today is Trinity Sunday. It was only in a chance conversation with my friend Joe about a month ago, when I said that I was preaching on the 30th of May, he said, "Oh, Trinity Sunday." And then he indicated that it was a great opportunity to almost certainly commit some form of heresy. Indeed, that it would be almost impossible not to. Immediately a number of thoughts sprang into my mind, and I decided that rather than tie myself in knots trying to avoid saying anything out of order, I'd jump straight in with both feet, get the potential heresy out of the way, then we could all relax. So here goes. One of the funniest descriptions of the Trinity I've ever come across was in a film called Nuns on the Run. If you've never seen it and you're in need of a good laugh, I would thoroughly recommend it. In it, two gangsters, played by Robbie Coltrane and Eric Idle, are trying to escape from some other gangsters from whom they have stolen some money, and in desperation they dive into a laundry that happens to be part of a convent, and they don very old-fashioned, full-length nuns' habits. They successfully evade the other gangsters, but quickly get spotted by the nuns, and have to pass themselves off as visitors from another convent. They're given hospitality, but also invited to teach a class of teenage girls about the Trinity. Sister Euphemia of the Five Wounds, Eric Idle, tells Sister Inviolata of the Immaculate Conception, Robbie Coltrane, that he knows absolutely nothing about the Trinity and has no idea what to say. Sister Inviolata, remembering what he had been taught by his old priest, tells him to think of God like a shamrock, with three leaves on one stem, representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, things don't go according to plan in the lesson, and Sister Euphemia gets flustered by the girl's questions about the Trinity. And in panic, he says, "God is like a shamrock. Small, green, and split three ways. Class dismissed." And he makes a run for it before he can be grilled any further on the topic. Hilarious as this is, it highlights the fact that the Trinity is a very difficult concept to understand, let alone explain to anyone else, even for those of us who come to church regularly. So I looked up some definitions. According to the Britannica website, Trinity, in Christian doctrine, the unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three persons in one Godhead. The doctrine of Trinity is considered to be one of the central Christian affirmations about God. Another from the Gathering community says, "The doctrine of the Trinity means that there is one God who eternally exists as three distinct persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Simply stated, God is one in essence and three in person." There is also a diagram which is rather helpful. It shows that although God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Father is not the Son or the Holy Spirit, the Son is not the Father or the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not the Father or the Son. Each is a distinct entity, but all are inhabited by God. It can still sound a bit beyond us, though. In fact, I think the harder we try to explain it, the more potential there is for confusion. To bring it down to more human terms, I remember a friend telling me that the way she thought about it was that she was a daughter, a mother, and a grandmother. One person with three distinct roles or aspects of herself. In reality, we all have multiple roles through which we relate to others in different ways. So maybe it shouldn't be so hard to grasp that God relates to us in different ways. It's just a personal impression, but I think there are times when we can feel closer to God as either the Father, or Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, depending on what is going on in our lives. Or perhaps we as individuals are more attuned to one of these. For me personally, I tend to talk to the Father most of the time, but there have been times when I have felt the closer presence of Jesus. I note that some of my friends obviously sense the work of the Holy Spirit and trust that he or she will support them through life's twists and turns. One more snippet from the internet that made me smile and feel a bit better about not being an expert was this. The Trinity is a controversial doctrine. Many Christians admit that they don't understand it, while many more Christians don't understand it but think that they do. On balance, I think I'd rather admit to being one of the former. As our reading from Isaiah seems to indicate, we may not feel worthy to be God's messengers, but by his grace, we can have a role to play. Perhaps by being open and honest about finding some aspects of the Trinity hard to grasp, we may give others the courage to at least give it a hearing. Admitting that we cannot and do not know and understand everything about God is not a weakness or a failing. Perhaps it's a saving grace.